Welcome to the Expat Life Lessons podcast. Get ready for the truth about what it means to be an expat, for many, many life lessons and coaching tips to help you on your journey as an expat, as a future expat, no matter where you are. And let's just get right into it. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another bonus episode. These episodes are really about the experience I have in my life. They are really about actionable tips. Sometimes when we move countries, we might stop talking with people from wherever we were living before, be that our own home country or be that another country where we were living. And honestly, it's very easy to not be in touch because then we are busy with work. Then we are busy, I don't know, with our hobbies. Then we might be busy even at not really doing much. But it's very easy to lose touch. And actually, that is one lesson I have gotten this year, which is sometimes people in your life, they are still there. And sometimes we just need to put a bit of effort to keep on reconnecting with them. Of course, I believe it should be two sides and not just one. If no matter what the relationship is, if it's dating, if it's a friendship, whatever it might be, I always believe it should be the two sides. But sometimes we stop putting so much effort into it. Sometimes we know we still care about that person, let's say in friendships, for example, but then we are busy, then we might forget, and it's not with a bad intention. But it's so easy, and I go back to some things that I have talked in other episodes, which is, it's so easy to be on autopilot. It's so easy to be focused on what is right in front of us and to forget about all the other things that matter to us in our lives, all the other things that matter to who we are, what we value, our identity, and so much more. So today is really a reminder to reconnect with people in your own life. Be that friends from past countries where you have lived, or even friends from where you are living right now. Because sometimes we are so busy that maybe we keep on seeing the same friend over and over again. Maybe we find someone, so we stop reaching out so much to our friends. Maybe we start doing something else and we stop reaching out so much to other people. And it's so easy for this to happen. So this is where I really believe that intentionality comes in. So really asking yourself from time to time, and this is one of my favorite things to do actually, it's really asking myself who is in my life and who really matters to me. So basically I use a pen and paper because for this I really prefer it. And I draw a circle, that's me, and then I create arrows to connect me with other people that are in my life. And then I might make an arrow a bit larger if that connection is stronger. I might make an arrow a bit thinner if the connection is a bit weaker. I think you get the picture. And this is what I do, because sometimes I might put names there of people that I haven't talked to in 5 months. And I'm like, oh, wow, I really haven't talked to this person, which I really love so much. And we haven't talked in so long because we both got stuck in doing our daily lives. And you know, it's so beautiful when you reach out to the person, you see the friendship is still there, you see that everything is still there, and you just lost a bit of touch. And I actually have been doing that a little bit here, even here in Geneva. And this applies to old connections that we might have, or even to people that we meet throughout the year. And for me, sometimes I meet people and I'm like, we could really be friends. I really feel the vibe. And then time goes on and we don't really meet because we are both busy. We both already have people in our lives. So right now, one of my goals this past month, now we are in December, so my goal throughout November was to reconnect with people in my life. Be that old friends, be that new friends. And so I started texting everyone. I started being like, okay, would you like to meet to just share more of our lives and to really get in touch? Because even with new connections, if you start meeting a bit more often, that's when you see, okay, do I really want to be super close to this person? Or maybe this person actually is not really my type. That can happen as well, and that's fine. But it's really giving yourself the chance to have more of a stronger social group than you have had before. And this is one of the biggest things I do as an expat coach. It's really helping my clients create a really strong connection with the people that matter to them. Because being an expat comes with so much uncertainty, so much stress, so much of feeling lonely, that sometimes we don't really know how to step out of it. And sometimes it can be as simple as reconnecting with people that maybe we already know, that people that maybe are in other countries that we already know. And that can really change our lives. Like, I remember when I went to Scotland this year and I reconnected with some of my friends, we hadn't talked in like a year or a year and a half or maybe more. And the friendship was the same. And it just showed me that sometimes we forget some people that are in our lives, some people that actually are really there for us and actually want to hear how we are, actually are there to support us. And the more that you are intentional with this, the more that you are intentional in reconnecting with people, intentional in really like deepening the connection that we have with people in your life, the more that you will feel more of a sense of, let's say, even on of purpose in terms of your social connections, the more that you will feel that you have a safety net around you. Because this is really one of the biggest things. Of course, we want to be more connected to us. And that's always the first step. Because the more that you are connected to you, the more that you know who are the people you truly want in your life, who are the people that really bring out even the identity you love for yourself, people that you can be vulnerable with, people that you can share not only your struggles, but also your wins. Because that's also when we see real friendships, when we share amazing things that have happened and they are there to celebrate with us. So this episode was really about reconnecting with people in your life, about reconnecting with people, be that from your past, from your present, not from your future, that's for sure. But it's really about being intentional with the connections you have, being intentional with the friendships you have, because I don't know, you never really know what will come out of it. You never really know from reconnecting. Sometimes friendships can really surprise you. Sometimes friendships, like you start reconnecting a bit more with someone that you thought, oh, that person was really nice, maybe we could be friends. And you start reconnecting and you find the best friend. So this is really about intentionality. I know I've said that before. This is really about intentionality and connecting with people that you can be fully yourself with, people that you really can share everything with, that you feel happy with, because that's the goal, that no matter what goals you have, no matter what you want to move towards, if you have a really strong safety net, if you really have a strong connection to yourself and a strong connection with others, no matter how many, like, I really don't believe in having a lot of people, like that we have to have a lot of friends, for example. For me, it's really about having the right people. And the more that we have this, the more that your journey will be lighter, the more that your journey will feel easier and more joyful. And that's really what I want for you, that you can have an amazing journey while moving towards any goals that you have. So I would love to know, what do you think about reconnecting with people? Have you done it before? Have you not done it before? And if you have friends that you think might get a lot of help from this episode, share this with them, because this is really the goal, to reach as many people as we can so that we can help as many people as we can with this podcast. And if you want to connect on Instagram, my handle is on the show notes. And if you want one-on-one help with this, I'm opening some one-on-one spots for January. So do let me know. And if you want, you can book a discovery call directly on the show notes. So I hope you have a beautiful day and I'll see you on the next podcast episode.